أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي The respected people on the dais, the chairperson, Janab Haji Muhammad Hashim Saeed, the Prince of our court, the chairman of SIT College, the Honorary Secretary, the respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters. I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace, blessings, and mercy of Almighty Allah be on all of you. The topic of this evening's talk is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the various religious scriptures of the world. Many people have the misconception that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the founder of the religion of Islam. In fact, Islam is there since time immemorial. It's there since man set foot on the earth. And the Holy Quran says in Surah Fatir, chapter number 35, verse number 24, it says, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِهَا نَذِيرٍ There is not a nation or a tribe to whom we have not sent a warner or a guide. The Quran says in Surah Rod, chapter number 13, verse number 7, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ حَادٍ And to every nation we have sent a warner. By name, the Holy Quran mentions 25 messengers by name. For example, Adam, Moses, Jesus, Solomon, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. But according to the tradition of the beloved Prophet, there were more than 124,000 messengers sent on the face of the earth. The Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse number 164 as well as in Surah Ghafir chapter number 40 verse number 78 that we relate to you the stories of some of the messengers, of the others we don't. That means some messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The others have not been mentioned. All the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of God Almighty, that came before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they were only meant for a particular group of people. They were only sent for a particular group of people. And the message which they brought was only meant for a particular time period. It was not till eternity. The Holy Quran says that Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, he was only sent for the Bani Israel, for the children of Israel. The Quran says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 49, that Jesus, peace be upon him, was sent as a messenger to the Bani Israel, to the children of Israel. He was only sent for the Jews. A similar message is given in the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 5 to 6, where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, tells his disciples, his apostles, that go ye not into the way of the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The non-Jews. Go ye not into the way of the Gentiles, and enter ye not into the city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the house of the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, it's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, verse number 24, that I have not been sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was only sent for the Jews. But the Holy Quran says, and I started my talk by quoting a verse of the Holy Quran from Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 40, which says, Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum, walakin rasulullah wa khatamun nabiyyin, wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima. That Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the father of any of you men, but is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and khatamun nabiyyin is the seal of the Prophet. And Allah is all-knowing, full of knowledge. The Holy Quran says that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 107, it says, وَمَا أَسْلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent thee not but as a mercy to all the creatures, as a mercy to all the world, as a mercy to the whole of humankind. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was not sent only to the Muslims or the Arabs, he was sent to the whole of humankind. The Quran says in Surah Sabah, chapter number 34, verse number 28, it says, وَمَا أَسْلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, that we have sent thee as a universal messenger, giving glad tidings to men and warning them against sin. But the most of them, they do not understand. Since the Holy Quran says that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was sent for the whole of humankind, all the Muslims, alhamdulillah, will agree with it. But since a non-Muslim does not believe that the Holy Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not agree that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a last and final prophet of God Almighty and is sent for the whole of humankind. So to make them realize this, we have to take the help of the Holy Quran, which says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, which says that تَعَلَوْ إِلَىٰ قَلْمِةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, that come to common terms as between us and you. So since the non-Muslims will not believe in the Holy Quran, we have to prove to them about the advent of a beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from their holy scriptures. So let's analyze today Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the various religious scriptures of the world. Let's first discuss the prophecy of a beloved Prophet in the Hindu scriptures. Amongst the Hindu scriptures, the most sacred are the Vedas. There are principally four Vedas: the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, the Sam Veda, and the Atharva Veda. The first three, the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, the Sam Veda, are known as the Triple Vidya, the Triple Sciences. And they were revealed much earlier as compared to the last Veda, that is the Atharva Veda. The Rig Veda, it deals with songs of praises. The Yajur Veda, it deals with sacrificial formulas. The Sam Veda deals with melodies. And the Atharva Veda deals with remedies and magic formulas. These Veda, according to the Hindus, they are the word of God Almighty. But they do not know exactly when were they revealed or when were they written. But most of the scholars unanimously say it was written about 4,000 years ago. The other important holy scripture of the Vedas are the Puranas. The Puranas speak about the history of the universe, the history of the Aryans, the stories of gods and deities. And these Puranas have been divided into 18 voluminous parts by Maharishi Vyas. And one among them is the Bhavishya Purana. The Purana speaking about Bhavishya, about the future. If you read the Bhavishya Purana, Parva 3, Khand 3, Adhyata 3, Shlokas 5 to 8, it says that a Malaysia, a spiritual teacher, will arise with his companion. His name shall be Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Raja Bhoj, after giving this Mahadev Arab a bath in the Panchgarh and the Ganges water, he will address him with reverence and say, O pride of humankind, I pay obeisance to you. You have collected a great force against the devil, and you have been protected from the enemy. If you analyze this prophecy in the Bhavishya Purana, Parvati, Khandati, Adhetati, Shlokas 5 to 8, it speaks about a Malaysia. A Malaysia in Sanskrit means a foreigner speaking a foreign tongue. It says, a foreigner speaking a foreign tongue. A spiritual leader will arise with his companion, that is the Sahabas, and his name shall be Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Raja Bhoj, after giving this Mahadev Arab a bath in the Panchgarb, that means it's an idiom saying that the person has been purified from all sins. And we know that all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are purified. They are masoom. They are sinless. It further says that he will address him as the pride of humankind. And we know that the beloved prophet, Muhammad peace be upon him, is the pride of humankind. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Qalam, chapter number 68, verse number 4, that thou standest on the exalted standard of character. The Quran says in Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 21, that you will find in the Messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct. And the Quran says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent thee not but as a mercy to the whole of humankind. If you read further in the Bhavishya Purana, Parvati, Khandatri, Adhyatatri, Shlokas 10 to 27, it says that the Malaysians have spoiled the land of the Arabs. Arya Dharma is not to be found there. There was a devil who, God Almighty, had destroyed earlier. But now he has been sent by a more powerful enemy. There will be a person who will be sent, who will correct the devil and put the enemies on the true path. His name shall be Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the prophet continues that says to Raja Bhoj that you need not go to the foolish land of the Pishachas, for I through my kindness will purify you here itself. And a shrewd man in the form of Pishacha says that Arya Dharma will prevail in the world. Ishwar Paramatma has sent me and said that his follower will be a man who is circumcised, who will not have a tail on his head, will not have a shindi. He will sport a beard. He will create a revolution in the world. He will give the call for prayers. He will eat all lawful things. He will eat the animals but will not eat swine. He shall not be purified by the holy shrub, that the vegetable, but will be purified by the sword. And because he will fight the irreligious people, he will be called as a Musalman. And God Almighty will start the creed of meat eaters. If you analyze this prophecy, it speaks about a devil who God Almighty had destroyed earlier. Similar to the incident mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah T. In chapter number 105, it says, Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Alam yaj'al qaidahum fi tadlil. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. Tarmihim bi hijaratin min sijil. Faj'alahum kasfin ma'kul. That fear thou not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the companions of the elephant and let their treacherous plan go astray. And he sent against them flights of birds, striking them with stones of baked clay. And they were made to look like an empty field of straws and stalks. A full corn had been eaten away. So the prophet says, there was a devil. The Quran speaks about Abraha and the army of elephants who God Almighty had destroyed. This devil was destroyed, but now he has been sent by a more powerful enemy. And he will be put on the true path by a person called as Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the prophet continues that Raja Bhoj need not go to the foolish land of the Pishachas, because when the Muslims will come to India, they will be purified by the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prophet continues that Ishwar Paramatma says, God Almighty, that my follower will be a man who is circumcised, who is not having a tail on the head, that is a chindi, will be keeping a beard, will create a revolution in the world, and he will give the call for prayers, that is the Adhan. And the prophecy continues, he will eat all lawful things, but will not have the flesh of swine. And the Holy Quran says in no less than 4 different places, in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter number 2 verse number 173, in Surah Maidah chapter number 5 verse number 3, in Surah An'am chapter number 6 verse number 145, and Surah Nahl chapter number 16 verse number 115, it says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتُتُ وَقْدَمُ وَلَحْمِ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أَهُلَّا لِغَيْرِ اللَّبِي. That is forbidden for you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides Allah has been invoked. The Quran says the flesh of swine is prohibited. And the prophecy says the same, that these followers will not eat the flesh of swine. They will not be purified by the herbs that the vegetable, but by warfare. And because they will fight the irreligious people, they will be called as Musalman. This prophecy refers to no one but a beloved prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are even prophecies given in the Vedas, especially in the Atharva Ved. There are certain chapters in the Atharva Ved known as the Kuntap Suktas. The word Kuntap means free from trouble and misery. That means a message of peace. If you translate into Arabic, it means Islam. Kuntap also means the hidden gland in the abdomen, meaning that these verses of Atharva Ved have a hidden meaning which they will come to know in the future. And Kuntap also means, that means the navel of the earth, the center of the earth. And the holy city of Makkah is referred to as Ummul Qura, the mother of all cities, as the center of the earth. So if you read the Kuntap Suktas, that is Atharva Ved, book number 20, hymn number 127, verses 1 to 14, these are the Kuntap Suktas. Time does not permit us to go into the details of all the verses. I will pay emphasis to the first 4 verses. The first mantra says that he is Narashansa, he is Kaurama, and will be protected from 60,090 enemies. Mantra number 2 says he will be a camel riding Rishi. Mantra 3 says that he is Mahmarishi, who has been given 100 gold coins, 10 necklaces, 300 steeds of horses, and 10,000 cows. Mantra 4 says, his Vachyavesh Reb. If you analyze these mantras, the first mantra says, he is Narashansa. Narashansa in Sanskrit, if you translate into English, means the praiseworthy. If you translate into Arabic, it means Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is the name of a beloved prophet. It also says, he is Kaurama. Kaurama means a person who is an immigrant. And a beloved prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an immigrant. He migrated from Makkah to Medina. And further says that he will be protected from 60,090 enemies. This was the approximate population of Makkah that was against our beloved prophet. Mantra number 2 says that he will be a camel riding rishi. No Brahmin, no Indian rishi will ride the camel, because according to the Manusmriti, chapter number 11, verse number 202, it clearly states that a Brahmin is prohibited from riding a camel or an ass. And he cannot bathe naked. He will have to suppress his breath to be purified. So, but naturally, this rishi, which the Kuntap Sukta, Atharva Ved, speak about, has to be a foreigner. Mantra number 3 says, he is Mahma Rishi. Mahma, if you translate into English, means exalted. And some of the Hindu scriptures also say, he is Muhammad Rishi, peace be upon him. It further says, he has been given 100 gold coins. These 100 gold coins refer to the first 100 Sahabas of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who accepted Islam and later migrated to Abyssinia and joined the Prophet in Medina. He has been given 10 necklaces. These 10 necklaces refer to the 10 people who had been promised paradise by the Prophet. It further says, he's been given 300 steeds. The Sanskrit word arwa means an Arab horse which is very swift, an Arab steed. These 300 steeds refer to the 300 companions of the Prophet who took part in the battle of Badr, who even though the enemy were thrice the number, yet they were victorious. It further says that he has been given 10,000 cows. The Sanskrit word go means cow. It also means victory. Cow is a symbol for victory and for peace, referring to the approximate 10,000 population that was along with the Prophet during Fateh Mecca, conquest of Mecca. Mantra 4 says, he is rave. Rave, if you translate into English, means one who praises, one who prays. If you translate into Arabic, it means Ahmad, which was another name of a beloved Prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. So these Kuntab Kuktas refer to no other personality than our beloved Prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are several prophecies in the Hindu scriptures. If you read the Atharva Ved, book number 20, hymn number 21, verse number 6, it speaks about the battle of the Alis, the battle of Ahzab, and gives the description of the battle of Ahzab. The next verse of Atharva Ved, book number 20, hymn number 21, verse number 7, says that, O God Almighty, you have overthrown the 20 kings and the 60,090 opponents of the praying one. The Sanskrit word Karu means the praying one. If you translate into Arabic, means Ahmad. That is the name of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It says that God Almighty has overthrown 20 kings. At the time of the Prophet, the Mecca had several, there were several tribes, and each tribe had their own chief. And there were approximately 20 tribes during the time of the beloved Prophet, referring to the 20 kings which were overthrown. And again, the 60,090 enemies mentioned in Atharva Ved refers to the population of Makkah that was against our beloved Prophet. The same prophecy is also mentioned in Rig Ved, book number 1, chapter number 53, verse number 9. But the Sanskrit word used is Pushrama, which, if you translate, means the praiseworthy. If you translate into Arabic, means Muhammad, peace be upon him, which was the name of the beloved Prophet. Again in Psalm Ved. In the Psalm Ved, again the prophet is given in book number 2, chapter number 6, verse number 8, that Ahmad will be given the divine eternal law, may peace be upon him. But natural, Ahmad is the name of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was given the Holy Quran, to whom was revealed the Holy Quran. There are several verses in the Hindu scriptures, but time does not permit us to deal with all the various prophecies of our beloved Prophet in the Hindu scriptures. Prophet Zoroaster is the prophet of the religion of Zoroastrianism or Parthianism, also known as the fire worshippers or Magianism. This religion originated about 2,500 years ago in Persia. And they have got two holy scriptures, the Dasatir and the Avesta. The Dasatir is further divided into Khurda Dasatir and Kalan Dasatir. The Avesta is further divided into Khurda Avesta and Kalan Avesta, or Zend Avesta or Mahazend. These holy scriptures of the Parsi have been written in Pahalvi and Zendi, and a few of them in the cuneiform language. There are several prophecies, even in the Parsi scriptures, about the advent of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If you read the Zend Avesta, chapter number 28, verse number 129, which is also mentioned in the sacred books of the East, volume number 23, Zend Avesta, part number 2,
page number 220, it says that he is victorious. He is Shoshen. His name is Astavit Areta. The Shoshen, the beneficent one, will benefit the whole of humankind. The Astavit Areta, being a bodily creature, will fight against the evil of the humankind and will fight against the drug of the two-footed brute. If you analyze this prophecy, it says that he is victorious. And we know our beloved prophet was victorious during Fateh Mecca. It says he is Shoshen. Shoshen, according to the Hasten Encyclopedia, it means praiseworthy, which to translate into Arabic means Muhammad, peace be upon him. It further says his name will be Astavit Areta. Astavit Areta has been derived from the Sanskrit word astu, meaning one who prays, one who praises, or by sitadown, the Persian word, which means the praying one, which if you translate into Arabic means Ahmad, which was another name of a beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It further says that he will benefit the whole of humankind. And Quran says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent thee not but as a mercy to the whole of humankind.